So, today I want to talk to you about forgiveness. I'm going to make a massive assumption now. I'm going to assume that everyone listening to this service today knows that as soon as you confess your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, that you are forgiven by God of all your sins. Everything we have ever done, said, thought or imagined that fell short of God's standards has been forgiven. Totally. If you are not sure if you're forgiven, please contact someone from HBC after this service and they will help you with this. So I am going to talk about why and how we forgive other people. We'll start with a parable. This is a story that Jesus told from Matthew 18, and it went something like this. It might not have been quite like that when Jesus told it, but I'm sure you get the message. The very clear message of this parable is that because we have been forgiven, we also have to forgive other people unconditionally. Now, I'm afraid I don't have a big forgiveness story to tell you. So far in my life, nothing dreadful has been done to me that tested my ability to forgive to its limits. But what I'm going to share with you today radically changed the way I think, feel, and live out my faith. I encountered this teaching at Spring Harvest. It was my first time there, and I was helping with the church youth group. Nothing on the programme really appealed to me, so by default, and without great expectations, I went to listen to the main speaker, an American called Neil Anderson. Well, his teaching was a revelation. And forgiveness was one of the subjects he spoke about that impressed me most deeply. So, what is forgiveness? I'm just picking out some of the key points on this subject today. So there is a lot that I won't say, and you'll just have to forgive me for that. We need to start with a few things that forgiveness is and is not. It is not a feeling. If you've been hurt, you may not feel like forgiving someone. You may want to wait until you feel less angry, less upset, less hurt before you start trying to forgive. But if you wait until you feel like it, it may never happen. It is a choice. Forgiving someone is a choice. It's something you have to decide to do and actively do it. I'm not suggesting this is easy. It has been described as God's greatest challenge, and it could be the hardest thing you may ever have to do. If you've been badly hurt, you may need to take the decision to forgive every day for a long time. But each time you do this, you will be a little freer of the pain and bitterness that unforgiveness causes you. At other times, the decision to forgive someone immediately frees you, and like all things, the more you practice it, the better you get. So here's a definition from Psychology Today. I think it's pretty good. If we just get it up on the PowerPoint. Forgiveness is a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of vengeance or resentment toward a person or group who has hurt you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean letting people get away with things that are wrong. If you are in an abusive relationship or someone has committed a crime, you should seek help and they should be held accountable for what they have done. Forgiveness does not involve making excuses for other people's wrong behaviour or turning a blind eye to it. It also does not mean shifting the blame onto yourself for what was done to you. Forgiveness doesn't mean you can't get angry about wrongdoing or fight for justice. These can be good things if pursued with the right attitude. Can we just move this PowerPoint on? There we go. And the next one. It does mean letting people off the hook. In the Bible, the Greek word translated as forgiveness means to let go. This can be hard to do. Typically, when we are hurt, we want to punish the other person in some way, to get our own back or tell on them. Kids tell the teacher or their parents, often quite rightly. But it's surprising how this urge to tell on someone carries into adulthood. We have this powerful desire to let other people know about the hurtful comment or the letdown or the incompetence that has upset us. If a genuine wrong has been done, it is important to report it properly. And if you are hurt, it can be very healing to share your distress with one other person who will help you. But if you're going to forgive a person, you have to promise yourself not to badmouth them to anyone else. This is one of the things that letting them off the hook means. Forgiveness is not dependent on the other person apologising or feeling remorse. How the other person feels or what they do is irrelevant. Although if they do feel sorry and sincerely apologise, that really helps. Some of the people you may need to forgive may not be in your life now, especially people from your childhood. Others may not be alive, so apologies will never happen. But it does mean asking God to bless them. You can close the PowerPoint now. This can seem unthinkable. I want God to punish them for what they did to me. I hope they get their comeuppance, are the kind of things that might run through your mind. But to truly forgive, you need to ask God to bless the person who has hurt you, as you would like him to bless you. Matthew 5, verse 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray for them, not against them." We'll listen to the song that was based on this story a bit later. So why do we have to forgive? Interestingly, psychologists have discovered that forgiveness has beneficial effect on the person who does the forgiving, both on their physical and mental health. But what does the Bible say? We've seen the video of the parable Jesus told about the unforgiving servant. And David is now going to read some verses from the New Testament about forgiveness.
Let's hear and think about God's word. "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Bear with each other, and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." May God bless to us this reading from his holy word. Amen.
So forgiveness is what Jesus did. He asked God to forgive those who crucified him, even though they were unrepentant. And it is what he taught. It is clearly included in how he taught his disciples to pray, with a kind of emphatic PS at the end, just in case you didn't get the point the first time. I just want to be clear. If you don't forgive other people, this does not affect your salvation. You will still be God's child. But unforgiveness will affect your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Also, unforgiveness is the cause of bitterness, and bitterness will eat away at your feelings about yourself, and spoil your relationships with other people, including those whom you love. So, who do you need to forgive? One of the clues that you might need to forgive someone is that when you remember an incident, you feel a bit of heat. Thinking about the way a teacher humiliated you, or a parent blamed you, or someone bullied you, or let you down, or embarrassed you. Does this make you feel a bit riled up, even if you've learned to hide it well? Do these memories make you feel uncomfortable, hurt, angry, upset? That's the indication that these are people you need to forgive. You might think that you don't have to forgive anyone. And if you had perfect parents and perfect siblings and perfect teachers and perfect classmates, maybe you don't. But I'm guessing that none of us can claim that. Or you might feel that you have forgiven everyone already. Brilliant. But stay engaged with this, because the Holy Spirit might remind you of something later today or in a few days that you had forgotten about that needs to be forgiven. Now you might be thinking, well, this is a really hard subject. You want me to think about things that have hurt me, and then you're going to tell me I've got to do something that's really difficult. I was hoping for something encouraging and uplifting from this service. Well, I have to tell you that if you do this, it could be the most freeing and uplifting thing that you have experienced since you came to faith. It has the potential to release you from chains of bitterness, and it can be a shortcut to a lot of the things that Ron has been teaching us during lockdown about patience and taming the tongue. If you develop the art of forgiveness, these things will become much easier. So be encouraged and invest a bit of energy in this now. It will be worth it. So here we go. While this next song is playing, I want you to think about and identify people you might need to forgive. If you have a pen and paper, jot some names down. Allow the Holy Spirit to prompt you. If someone's name comes to your mind, don't push it aside. Accept the name, write it down, and have a think about why later. So we're going to play a song, and if you have pen and paper here, feel free to write something down, or maybe just think and reflect. So, All I Once Held Dear. There are plenty of people you might need to forgive. Medical professionals for not listening or not diagnosing. Petty bureaucrats, politicians, neighbours, strangers. I don't want to minimise the challenge some of you will face when you decide to forgive, especially if the problem is current and ongoing. I cannot imagine how hard it must be to forgive some particularly traumatic experiences. But however hard it is still the right thing to do. I wonder who came to mind for you. I guess some of these people might have been included. They usually are. Can we have the PowerPoint? Usually people need to forgive parents, brothers and sisters, teachers, kids at school, someone at work, a past relationship or a friendship that perhaps ended badly. You might need to forgive your spouse. You probably need to forgive your children. I have learned that I have to forgive people for not being perfect. So, how do we forgive? Well, obvious, pray about it. Ask for God's help. But don't ask God to help you to forgive. Ask him to give you the courage to make the decision. Decide to forgive the person and repeat this decision as often as necessary. Resolve not to speak about the hurt again, unless it is something that you need help to deal with, and then only talk about it for the purpose of healing, not for revenge. And finally, ask God sincerely to bless them. There are two cautions that I want to add here. Don't tell another person that you've forgiven them unless you know that they want your forgiveness. Many people will neither know nor care that they have hurt you, and forgiving them is between you and God, and not for their benefit. If you want to restore a relationship with someone, just start treating them like nothing has happened and bless them. If they do know that they have treated you badly, this will make a big impression on them. And the second caution is don't tell someone who has just suffered a serious abuse that they must forgive, unless you know them very well and are absolutely certain that this is what God is telling you to do. You can close the PowerPoint now. It took the mother whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver 2 years to come to the place where she knew she needed to forgive. If someone is traumatized by a serious event, telling them right away to forgive can be damaging. Some time may be needed before they're in a position to face this. So, that's what I have for you today. I hope something you have heard may be helpful. Be open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit about this. He may work on you over the next few days, and you may suddenly remember something or someone that you need to forgive. And a final recap in a nutshell. What's it about? Forgive everything. Why? Because Jesus said so. And you'll feel so much better. How? Just do it. Our first song reminded us that God is the King of giants, and this last one tells us that every giant will fall. Maybe unforgiveness is the giant looming over your life. If so, this song is for you. So for our final blessing, every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past you've broken in two. Over fear, over lies, we're singing the truth that nothing is impossible with you. May the Lord bless us and keep us and make his face shine upon us as we commit this week to walk in faith and love. Amen.